Hey everybody, another Renaissance Woodworker audio boo. If you guys are listening to these audio boos, you'll truly understand why the title of my podcast is Renaissance Woodworker. And maybe I should just go ahead and change it to Woodworking ADD, because today I'm thinking about hewing. If you look at the attached picture to this boo, you'll see an old stump. And I had a neighbor who took down a maple tree earlier this summer, and he had it all chopped up and was ready to be hauled off, and I, you know, grabbed a couple of pieces, one of which I had resawed on the bandsaw, turned into some smaller planks that I used for a small box project. But this stump is still here, or at least this log is still here, and I've been thinking about I should, chop it up and turn it into boards and maybe get it drying a little bit. But I've also been thinking about just taking it in the log form and building maybe a small stool and a kind of traditional stick chair style. So I've been thinking about hewing and working with green wood, kind of splitting it with maybe a fro to make it into some boards or whatever. And I've been spending some time looking on the web about axes. I was reading Carrie Holtman's blog about sharpening her hewing axe, and I am sliding further and further down this hand tool slope, as I found myself on eBay last night looking at hewing axes, not finding any that were really reversible for a left-hander, so then going out to places like Highland Woodworking and going to the Grandsfors website and looking into axes, and then I stopped myself and said, you know, I'm getting a little ridiculous here. Now, I say that, and more than likely, in the next year or so, I'll find myself with an axe in hand, sitting here chopping up a log and hewing it into planks. But just one of the things that I love about woodworking is there's so many aspects to it that, you know, you could barely even scratch the surface in a lifetime of all the things you can try to do. So if I do figure out what I want to do with this log, and if I'm going to use some traditional techniques to tear it down, heck, maybe I'll even make my saw bench and use a draw knife to make the legs with it. So I'll let you guys know, but just a thought that popped into my head this morning.